Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, allow us in the beauty of your holiness this morning. Good morning, Father, this morning. Good morning, Son. Good morning, blessed Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. We give you glory this morning, Father, for all things, God, for everything, Father. And we thank you this morning, God, that you do all things well. In the beauty of holiness this morning, God, we want to bask in your presence, Father. In your beaming light, oh God, that which warms our very soul. Thank you, Lord. Father, we ask you to allow us in your presence this morning. Allow us to come on your behalf this morning. Allow us, God, to be ministered to, oh Father, as we minister unto your people. We say thank you this morning, God, for life, health, strength, peace, joy unspeakable. We give you glory now. And we ask you this morning, Father, to bless the people, oh God, everywhere. Touch this world right now, God, because it's in need of your touch. Touch this land and country because it's in need of your touch. Touch the hearts this morning. Touch the hearts this morning. Touch the hearts this morning because the hearts are in need of your touch. And when there's a touch from you, God, all is made well. When there's a touch from you, God, everything is all right. We say good morning to you, God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, good morning. We will bless the Lord, O our soul, and all that is within us. Amen. Amen. Good morning. Good morning, people of God, this morning. We bless the Lord, O our soul, and all that is within us. We bless his holy name. It's Sunday morning. Somebody give God a praise because it's Sunday morning. Give God a praise because it's morning time. It's morning time. Weeping may have endured through the night, but we thank him that joy comes in the morning time. We thank him that the morning time brings the sunshine, the sunlight. Oh my God, the morning time brings newness. Newness. Grace and mercy. New mercies every morning. We just bless the Lord this morning and we thank him because as the mornings go on and on and on, and the weeks move by and go on, the seasons begin to change. And this morning, we're going to continue with seasonal changes. And if you missed us on 9 for 9 on Thursday morning, we suggest you go back and catch that piece because it's all built up around this right here. Seasonal changes. The question this morning, are you coming out blessed or in a mess? Seasonal changes. You see, seasons come and seasons go. But when those seasons change, are you coming out blessed or in a mess? When you go through seasonal changes, what, oh my God, will thou render? What will you give up unto God as your seasons change? What will God bless you with as your seasons change? Seasonal changes. How are you coming out of this one? Whatever season you're in right now, how are you going to come out of this season? Are you going to come out blessed or are you going to come out in a mess? You see, there is a time for everything, everything under the sun. There is a time for everything, every opportunity. There is a time for every situation. There is a time for every circumstance that we're dealing with. There is a time for relationships. There is a time for breakups. Oh my gosh. There is a time for everything. And Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, for everything, there is a season. And listen, Every season has something going on. It says for everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. Do you hear that? For everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. Wow. There is a time for everything, people. For everything, there is a season, you see. And a season is simply, come on, a portion of time, a certain amount of time. A season is simply a period of time, a period that we go through, okay? A season is could be an active period. It could be that it's a dormant period. A season can be a time of year. A season can be a spell. Just wait a spell, they would say. A season can be a term. Just a certain amount of time. A season can be a phase or a stage that you go through. So a season, you see, is simply a period that things happen in. And oh my goodness, there are seasonal changes around us all the time. A season may be a time when something may be good or something may be bad. It might be a time when something might make you happy, or it may be a time, unfortunately, when something might make you sad. Listen, we need to come with an understanding of what we just went through, what we're going through, what is taking place in your season that you're in right now. God really wants us to think about the season we are in at this appointed time. Where are you now, N-O-W? What is going on in the season that you're in right now? What has happened in the season that you just went through? Are you coming out with an understanding of what's taking place, or of what you just went through, or what you're going through? Or will you just be oblivious, I say, if you find yourself in that season again? See, if you don't understand what's going on in the season you're in, if you find yourself repeating that season, or that season, oh my God, presenting itself to you again, are you going to be oblivious to what to do? Will you be confused? Will you not be aware or not concerned about what is happening around you? You see, that's when we are not able to be successful going in and out of seasons. So I ask again, are you coming out blessed or in a mess? Ecclesiastes 3:1 reminds us again, for everything there is a what? A season and a time for every matter under the heaven. Every, not some. So we're under the heavens. Come on, let's make it plain. Let's make it plain. We're under the heavens, you see. So everything taking place under the heavens, everything on this earth taking place, everything in your life going forth, everything that's pushing you this way or pulling you that way, everything, to everything, for everything, there is a season, a time for every matter under heaven. The things that you think are small, they are great to God. The things that you think are great, they are small to God, you see. But everything that's taking place, every matter under the heaven, there is a time, it says, to be born. Do you know that? And there is a time to die. As surely as we are born, people, we are each going to die from this world. Come on, God. Come on, unless Christ comes back and intervenes, you see. But those of us who remain, there are some things going on. There's a time to plant, it says. You can't just plant at the wrong time. You got to plant certain things at a certain time of the year. There's a time to pluck up, you see. What is what? What is planted? Come on, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There's a time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to what? Build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh, my God. A time to mourn and a time to dance. Come on, get this word. A time to cast away stones and a time to what? Gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek and a time to, oh my God, lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love, my God, and there is a time to hate. There is a time for war, my God, and there is, thank you, Lord, a time for peace. See, these things are all the seasons that can take place. And guess what? They can be seasonal. They can come here or they can come there. They can come at any time of the year. You don't know when it's going to be your time for births to come or time for some things to die in you. See, that birthing and that dying is just not the physical. There have to be some spiritual births coming forth. There have to be some spiritual deaths taking place. There have to be some things God births in us and some things God calls to die in us. Amen. Or come out of us. Oh my God. There is a time where you have to kill some things within yourself, and there's a time to heal from that which is killed. Come on, God. There's a time to break down, it says, and there is a time to build up. Sometimes you've got to pull down strongholds through the Holy Spirit, but then you have to ask the Holy Spirit to also build you what? Back up. Are you coming out of this thing blessed or in a mess? Come on, God. Seasons characterize specific times of the year as we know it through science, through the study of the earth. But seasons characterize within our lives certain times that certain things will what? Take place, my God. The question is still, how are you going to come out of the season you're in right now? Are you coming out blessed? Or are you coming out in a mess? Let's look at blessed for a moment. Let me give you, let's get just a little more engaged in what blessed is. Blessed, endowed with divine favor and protection. To be blessed means to be endowed, oh God. That means to be covered with divine favor and protection. To bless means to bring pleasure or relief as a welcome contrast to what one has previously experienced. Don't miss that. See, to be blessed, to bless, when God blesses, when someone blesses, when you are, oh my God, to bless someone, to bless a situation, it means to bring pleasure or relief as a welcome contrast to what one has previously experienced. How are you coming out of this thing, blessed or what? In a mess? Are you coming out with a clear vision of what it is God has for you to do? You see, we find ourselves repeating some things that we shouldn't be repeating. We find ourselves going back into some seasons that God didn't ordain us to go into anyhow. Coming out blessed, coming out in a mess. A mess simply is a situation or state of affairs that is confused or full of what? Difficulties. Let's read that again. A mess. I want you to read it for yourself. A situation or state of affairs, a state of mind, if I may say, the way your life is living right now, that is confused or full of difficulties. Come on, God. Difficulties. Your life full of difficulties. You always having issues. You always having problems. And you can't figure out why. Because you in a mess. Who, oh my God, somebody might say, well, who is the mess? You might be the mess. A mess can also be a person whose life or affairs are confused or troubled. She a hot mess. We like to say that. You might be the hot mess. Are you coming out of this thing blessed, or are you going to come out a mess, a hot mess, any kind of a mess? When you got a bunch of foolishness and friction going on, guess what? That's that difficulty. That's that confusion, because you are not allowing God to sow into you. Oh my God, you're not allowing God and the Holy Spirit to sow some things in you to plant. See, it's a time to plant. God has to do some planting too. Plant some things in us. So when we begin to reap, you see, the word of God says, whatsoever we sow, that shall we reap. We've got to sow some goodness. We've got to sow some situations where there is calm and there is peace, and stop sowing into the situations where there is wreaking of havoc, where there is foolishness taking place, where everything is being torn down and not built up. To everything, there's a season. So we have to know when to tear down. When you tear down, you tear down foolishness. When you tear down, you tear down negativity. When you tear down that loose tongue. Come on, God. When you build up so that you strengthen, so that you become strong. See, what that thing is that you sowing out of your mouth, when you speak in negative, you become negativity. Oh my God. When you speak positive, you become a positive force for the, oh my God, the army of the Lord our God. Are you coming out blessed in this season that you're in, or are you going to still be a mess? Oh my God. Ooh, slow me down, Jesus. Mess or blessed? Will there be peace or confusion in your season? Come on. Will you be contented or dissatisfied in your season? Are you going to hold on, or are you going to let go? Come on, God. See, that thing works two ways with that holding on and letting go. What are you going to hold on to? What are you going to let go of? Hold to God's unchanging hand. Let go of Satan and his foolishness. Come on, God. Anytime, let me just, oh my God, God just gave me this in spirit. Listen, anytime, anything that you are doing, any season that you are in, and you begin to feel a certain way, you better be careful that the enemy is not using you. You see, I don't know where God is going with this. You see, you need to be very sure that what's dropped in your spirit is dropped from the Holy Spirit. Oh my God. And you got to make sure that if it's not coming from the Holy Spirit, because anything that brings harm, anything that brings distinction is not from God. Let me tell you, it's straight from the pits of hell. It's from the father of lies and not the father of life. Come on, give God a praise right there. Thank you, God. I got to slow down. I'm getting ahead of myself. My God. You see, however you come out of this present season you're in, don't miss this. It's going to determine how the next season of your life is going to go. You better not miss that. However you come out of the season that you're in, it's going to determine how the next season of your life goes. So if your seasons begin to look the same, it's still, I just got through with that and here I go again. I've been going through that and here I go again. You got to, oh my God, wise up and make sure and very sure that you're seeking counsel, you see, from God to help you know which direction to go, what things to do, what things to refrain from. Daniel 2:21, come on, let me give you this word. Daniel 2:21 says, I want you to know who he is. God changes times and seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. I'm going to read that again. He, God, changes times and seasons, not us. God removes kings and set up kings. God gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have what? Understanding. Oh my God. So what do you say about this? You say blessed or you say mess? God causes things, you see, to happen when things do happen. He's got the whole world in his hands. Don't you know he's got you in his hands as well? God removes kings and set up kings, it said. That means God removes presidents and sets up presidents. God removes offices and sets up offices. God removes positions and sets up positions. It is God who brings the change, oh my God, of seasons. Oh my gosh. The changing of the guards. God does the changing. God does the elevation. God will remove you and replace you. But God will also move you and cause you to be the replacement. Come on, Father. What season are you in? God gives wisdom, it says, to the wise. Now, don't miss this. Wisdom to the wise. It said God gives what? Wisdom to who? The wise. God not giving wisdom to the foolish, because the foolish can't even understand wisdom. Do you get that? Do you know that the foolish can't even hear from God? You so caught up in your own stuff, you can't hear the voice of the Lord, our God. It says he gives wisdom to the wise. That's why they are wise. Because they have God's wisdom. They have his knowledge. They have his understanding. It says knowledge to those who have understanding. Let me let y'all think about that for a minute. It said he gives knowledge to those who have understanding. It's no need to give you knowledge to tell you something if you don't understand what's going on. What season are you in? Are you ready to come out of your season blessed? Or in a mess. See, you've got to pray to God for understanding. Let me just share Proverbs 4 with you, 5 through 7. Just listen. Just listen. It says, get wisdom. Write it down. Proverbs 4, 5 through 7. It says, get wisdom. It says, get understanding. It says, forget it not. Neither decline from the words of what? My mouth. It says, forsake her not. Her who? Wisdom. Don't forsake wisdom. And she, wisdom, shall preserve thee. That means you. It says, love her. Love who? Love wisdom. And wisdom shall keep thee. Wisdom, it says, that seventh verse, is the principal thing. It's the main thing. It's what is rooted and grounded in. Therefore, it says, get wisdom. And with all that getting, get understanding. Make sure you understand. You don't have to speak all the time to everything. There's a season. You don't have to be heard all the time. You don't have to share what's on your mind all the time. Be still and know I'm God, he says. So if you're in that season of just running your mouth, how are you going to come out? You think you're going to come out blessed? Or you gonna come out in a mess? If you're in that season where you got to tell folks off this time, that time, oh, I'm gonna tell them what I got to say. These are my thoughts. And guess what? Your thoughts are not his thoughts. Your ways are not his ways. There's, oh my God, the same way his thoughts are not my thoughts. His ways are not my ways. He says with all you're getting, get understanding. Ezekiel 34 and 26, I got to give you these scriptures this morning. And it says, and I will make them and the places all around my hill a what? A blessing. And I will send down the showers in their what? Seasons. Here we go. He says, I will make them and the places all around my hill a blessing. Everything around is going to be a blessing. And I will send down the showers in their season. Oh, I know we, some of us Baptist folks, know this old hymn. Showers of blessings. I don't know the tune. There shall be showers, showers of blessings. Amen. Thank you, Lord. They shall be showers, showers of blessing. My God. And I will make them and the places around my hill a blessing. Oh my gosh, they shall be showers. I will send down the showers. Listen, don't miss that. I will send down the showers in their season. How many of you need God to shower in the season you're in? You see, he's showering. It doesn't matter what season you're in. You might be in a season of going through some deaths. You might be in a season of going through some hardships. You might be in a season where there's a drought. Come on, God. But he says, I will send down showers in their season. He didn't specify the season, but whatever the season is, God is still blessing in the midst of that season. He is still pouring out on the land and in the people. Remember, to bless means to bring pleasure or relief as a welcome contrast to what has already, my God, what has already or previously been experienced. So he says, I'm going to bring showers of blessings, showers of blessings. There will be showers, not just a raindrop, not just a drizzle, not just a mist. He said, I'm going to shower blessings on you in the season you're in. So it doesn't matter whether you're feeling a little tight on the inside. Your heart might be heavy on the inside. Understand that God is still showering blessings on you. How are you going to respond to what God is doing? And how you respond to what he is doing right now is going to determine whether you come out blessed or in a mess. It's as simple as that. I hope this is plain and simple for you. Hosea 10 and 12 says this right here. Sow for yourselves righteousness. Sow for yourselves righteousness. It didn't say for your pastors to sow it now. Sow for yourselves righteousness. It didn't say for your mother to sow it. Sow for yourselves righteousness. That means you've got to put righteousness out there. You've got to be righteous. You've got to live righteously. And then it says, reap steadfast love. My God. Break up your fallow ground, for it is the time to seek the Lord, that he may come and rain righteousness upon you. That's some showers of blessings right there. He gonna rain. Rain on me, God. Rain on me. Oh, my God. I need to talk to just a moment on that fallow ground. It says break up your fallow ground. Let me tell you, fallow means that it's uncultivated. The ground is untouched. The ground is hard. The ground is untilled. Nothing has been planted in that ground. The ground is unsown. It says break it up. See, when you sow righteousness, you reap steadfast love, then it'll begin to break up that stuff in you that you thought wasn't going to move. It'll break up that mean streak that people say you had, and they never thought you could smile a day in your life. Come on, Jesus, testify. Break up fallow ground. Break up that unused stuff. Anything that's undeveloped is fallow. Anything that's dormant is fallow, it's empty, it's bare. And you wonder why you always got to respond to negativity with negativity. You wonder why when somebody's trying to send a word for a breakthrough, you taking it negative because you on fallow ground. It's all in you. It's a part of who you are. And God needs to break that thing loose. Break every chain. He needs to wake it up. Cause it to be cultivated. Begin to sow in, oh my God, into your very spirit. God needs to be able to move. You wonder why. You, oh my God, humdrum this moment. I'm depressed. I'm going through. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm about to lose my mind because your ground is fallow. And God needs to come through and bulldoze that thing. Break up that hard rock. Oh my God, he needs to cause it to melt, oh my God, like fire and lava. Take and break it up, God. Thank you, Jesus. Are you coming out of this thing blessed? Whatever's going on, you feel like your job people coming against you. Your family is standing against you. You need to get in the presence of the Lord. Sow for yourselves righteousness. Oh my God. You know what it is to be righteous. It simply means to be right. Not in your thoughts and your ways, but in the way you handle the business of the Lord, our God. The way you carry yourself in the presence of the Lord, our God. I'm not talking about how you carry yourself in the presence of people, because if you always thinking, God, is this right? God, am I pleasing you? Then you'll be right in the front in the presence of people. Come on, God. Who man doesn't have anything they can do for you. They can't save your soul. Oh my God. Stop trying to impress the world at large. Shh. Be still. Know I'm God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I got one more scripture for you. Maybe two. I don't know. Isaiah 43. 18 through 19. Got to give it to you. Isaiah 43, 18 through 19 says, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of what? Old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. The new thing. Now it what? The new thing springs forth. Do you not perceive it? Can you not understand it? Do you not see what I'm doing? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Come on, give God a praise. If you believe him right now, come on, give him a praise right now. If you believe him, come on. Oh my God, give it, oh God. Come on, say amen if you believe it. Come on, say thank you, Jesus, if you believe it. If you believe God is able to put rivers in the desert, oh my God. Make a way in the wilderness where there is nothing to eat. He'll provide something to eat where there is no place to go. He'll provide a home for you where there is no one to love you. He'll provide that love you need. Come on, God. Behold, I'm doing a new thing, he says. This is a new season, you see. You remember seasonal changes? You remember that the seasons come and the seasons go? Do you remember that you're trying to figure out, God, am I going to be able to come out of this blessed or am I coming out in a mess? Oh, you said you're doing a new thing, God. Oh, you're doing a new thing, God. Then if you're doing a new thing, God, you said now it, the new thing, is going to spring forth. Do you not, oh my God, but God, I got to be able to perceive it in my mind. I got to be able to understand it, God. With all my getting, you see, it said, get understanding. I got to have some wisdom from you, God. Got to have some knowledge from you, God. When I get your wisdom, when I get your knowledge, I get understanding. And when you do that new thing, God, and it comes forth, God, I'll be able to understand it. I'll be able to see it, God. I'll be able to appreciate it, Lord. I thank you for the new thing. Thank you for the new relationships. Thank you for the new job, God. Thank you for the new perspective on life. Thank you for looking at things differently, God. I no longer look at them, oh God, through my carnal eye, God, but I seek you, God, through a spiritual eye. When the season is over, the season is over. You can't step back into it. You can't change what happened in it. But while you're in the season, make the best of it, people. Come on. Look for what's good in the season you're in. There is something good in the season you're in. I don't care how rough it seems, how tough it seems. There is something good coming out of the season. Because he said he's going to bring forth a new thing. Oh, my God. Ooh, so when you come out, you know you can come out with what? Showers of what? Blessings. You can come out, thank you, Lord, as pure gold. You can come out blessed and not in a mess, God. You'll be able to receive the new thing God has, that God has prepared, and not linger in the old thing. See, some of us want to stay in that old way. We think we got it going on in that old way. But God said, I'm doing a new thing. God said, you got to change. You got to come into the season. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Can you recognize what God is doing? Can you perceive it in your mind? Oh, my God. Maybe not in your mind, but if you perceive it in your heart, oh, my God, in your spirit, are you going to be, oh, my God, like an ostrich with his head stuck in the sand? You don't want to know what's going on. You know, that means you're trying to hide from something. You don't want to face the season you're in. You got to face the season you're in to appreciate the season that he's taking you to. Oh, my God, when it's over, God have mercy. You can move on to the new thing that God has already prepared. God is preparing the blessing. He wants you to come out blessed. But if you ignore him, I got to tell you, and what he's trying to accomplish in your life and through your life, your destiny won't be to come out blessed. Your postmarking is going to end up in a what? Mess. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Thank you, Lord. Therefore, it says, if any man be in Christ, I want you to hear this. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a what? New creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. If any man be in Christ, you see, that's a new season. When you come out of sin, you come into a new season of life. You become a new creature. Come on, God, it's time for a new season. Old things, the old season is behind you. Behold, all things are become new. Everything around you becomes new. God begins, oh God, to raise you up, oh God, and change. Listen, we all have to change. We all have to change. 1 Corinthians 15, 52 through 58. It says, in a moment, I want you to listen, in the twinkling of an eye. Write that down. 1 Corinthians 15, 52 through 58. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. And we shall be what? Changed. It's a new season. For this corruptible, this flesh, this mess must put on incorruption and become blessed. And this mortal, this mess must put on immortality, the showers of blessings. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption and this mortal shall have put on immortality, word says, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written. Oh, here we go. Y'all know this. Death is swallowed up in victory. Everything dead is gone. Everything lifeless is revived. Oh, death, where is thy sting? You can't hurt us, death. Oh, grave, where is thy victory? You can't hold us down. The sting of death is sin. Do you know why death comes? Because of sin. God did not create us to die. Our sin caused us to die in this world. Oh, my God. And the strength of sin is the law. Oh, my God. Do you understand that? You've got to follow the law. Oh, my God, Jesus. But thanks, it says, be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, it says, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in who? The Lord. Seasonal changes, coming out blessed or in a mess. How you coming out? What you going to do? Who you going to trust? How you going to be? What you going to take from it? What you going to bring with you? What you going to leave behind? What you going to ask God for? What you going to, oh my God, trust God to do? Coming out blessed or in a mess? Whatever season you're in right now, whatever changes you're going through, whatever life has dealt you. They say life deals us a hand, but I declare and decree, Jeremiah 29, 11, God already knew the hand that you were going to be dealt. Oh my God, I know the plans I have for you, daughter. Not plans to harm you, son, but plans of hope, my child. And a future. A future in me, God says. A future in him, oh my God. A future, a future, a future. Thank you, Lord. Come on, give God a praise right there with me, y'all. Oh, hallelujah. 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 In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be what? Changed. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5, 17, he is a new creature. Old things are what? Passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Leave the old stuff where the old stuff need to be, in the trash, on the junk pile. Give it up. Give it away. Don't want it. Burn it. Have, oh my God, have a yard sale. Get rid of it. Let it go. But you ought not to be, oh my God. I'm not going to go there right now. Oh my God. Do you understand? You got to change. I've got to change. All of God's children have to change. Oh my God, because you won't be able to say, if you don't, you won't be able to say, when I get to heaven, gonna put on a robe, gonna walk, gonna walk, gonna walk all over God's heaven. If you don't change, if I don't change, amen. Thank you, Lord. I know my child is saying she writing. Thank you, God. Come on, give God a praise with me. Hallelujah. Everything must change, y'all. There was an old old song. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Oh, God, by Bernard Ingner and Quincy Jones. They recorded and it said, everything what must change. Nothing stays what the same. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. The young become the what? The old. That thing went on to say, mysteries unfold. Come on, God. Yes, yes. Yes. Nothing stays the same. Everyone must change. Everyone. No, no one. No one stays the same. You're not the same as you were. Oh my God. The young become the old. Thank you, God. God does unfold his mysteries sometimes for us. It says that's the way of time. Just let time keep moving. Nothing and no one goes unchanged over time. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Yes. There's not many things in life you can't be sure of, but you can be sure of God. Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday, today, forever. He's not included in that. Rain comes from the clouds, you sure of that? Sun lights up the sky. Come on. Here's that seasonal thing. Thank you, God. Yes. Yes. Winter turns to spring. Thank you, God. And even if you've had a wounded heart, it heals. Remember the last time you were hurt and now you're okay? When those things come, they don't come too soon. But God brings them right on time. Yes, yes. Everything must change. Come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah. This morning, seasonal changes, coming out blessed or in a mess. I declare and decree this morning that we're coming out blessed, people. We're going to hold to God's unchanging hand. And if you think you're still in a mess, I offer you Jesus Christ right now. I offer you the way to change. I offer you the right to change. I offer you what he has already given up for us. He's already given his life. He's already given his life for us. Yes, he's already done these things. God is already on the throne. Romans 10 and 9, thank you. God reminds us. Oh my God. If we, oh my God, confess the Lord Jesus with our mouth, that he is Lord, and we believe in our heart that God raised him, the Lord Jesus, from the dead, he says we are saved. Pray this prayer with us. Father, please forgive me of my sin. Please, Lord, I ask your forgiveness, and I ask you, God, oh God, as I repent, to change me, because my, oh God, life must be changed. God, I ask you, Father, and I confess to you, Lord, that I do confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and I do believe in my heart, God, that you raised your son from the dead. And because your word says I'm saved, I accept my salvation. Amen, amen. Come on, give God a praise for somebody receiving their salvation even right now. It's that simple. You just have to begin to live, to trust God, to believe God, to reach up to God, to reach out to God. Amen, amen, amen. We bless God for you this morning. We thank you for joining us. We just bless the Lord, oh, our soul and all that is in us, all of our people that tune in on a regular. Tell somebody to come on with you and just believe and trust God that the word going out is not going to come back null. It's not going to come back void, because God is sending out a word to change our lives. We give him glory this morning. We give him honor and we give him praise. We want to take a quick moment this morning and just say thank you, thank you, thank you to each and every one of you in your support during the loss of our mothers. Elder's mother in December, and my mother, and the mother of many just recently on February 23rd. But we thank you for all of your support. Thank you to Javenard Flowers and oh my God, Sylvania Funeral Home with Mother Shirley, and Cameron's Sons Funeral Home with Mother T. We just thank you. East Broad KA School, I want to say a special thank you to you. I love you. I appreciate God for you. You see, when you change and you follow God, no matter what man does or says, people will follow the God in you. Amen. To all of our friends and loved ones, and I just call those couple of people, but there are so many, so many who we owe great, great thank yous to. Great, great thank yous from all of my siblings and our family. We bless the Lord, oh, our soul and all that is within us. We're going to get ready to go, but we just bless God. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for these your people. And oh God, as we leave from this broadcast, but never from your presence, we ask you to stay with us and keep us. It is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We ask that you join us tomorrow morning for our 9 for 9. Amen. We will be here 9 for 9. A time of prayer, praise, and words for and of worship. Amen. So please join us tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock for 9 minutes. And hopefully we won't be 9 for 9 and a little over time. Amen. If we've been a blessing to you, and if this broadcast and this ministry is a blessing to you, we ask that you would go to our webpage at RhemaCFChurch.com. You can find us here on Facebook. You can find us here on YouTube. And I'm asking my listeners, if you would please go to YouTube and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're trying to build up our YouTube channel as well. And this same word goes out there that goes out here. We want you to stay faithful with us right here, but we want you to go to our YouTube channel and subscribe and offer it to others to subscribe to. Amen. If we're a blessing to you, we want to be a blessing to others as well. Let's not keep it all to ourselves. Amen. We just thank God for you again. Don't forget, people. Remember this thing. Every person we meet is a prospective soul for the kingdom of God. Wherever you meet them, however you meet them, in the alley, on the highways, in the grocery store, in your backyard, coming down the street, it might be your neighbor, it might be someone you don't even want to speak to or have anything to do with, or they might not want anything to do with you, but every person we meet, people, is a prospective soul, even those that have done us wrong and that have done us harm. Every person we meet is a prospective soul for the kingdom of God. And aren't we glad about that? Because that means that God allowed us to be a prospect as well. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Until next time, peace, peace. Make sure that you're coming out of this season blessed.
Thank you for joining us today. We pray that you have been blessed by the life-changing word from Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry. Rhema is located at 2106 Bonneville Avenue, Savannah, Georgia, 31406. Join us for worship service at 9:45 each Sunday morning. God bless.